episode 599, How to Succeed When You Fail.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. I hope you are power packing it in. Today is Power Pack Wednesday. We are talking nutrition and fitness. In fact, how to succeed when you fail. We're actually talking about both topics kind of together. You can implement this whole KISS with anything in your life. So you definitely want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm absolutely delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more. Sign up for the KISSES newsletter. It's the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions to help simplify your life. We have enough chaos in our life. We have enough hecticness in our life that, you know what? Sometimes we just need to pull back the covers. We need to let everything down, let it all hang out, so to speak, and just be you. You were created on purpose for a purpose. You're absolutely an incredible woman. So don't hesitate for one moment that you are not successful. But I know sometimes we struggle with that. How to succeed when you fail. With school around the corner, some of you are already there. Some of you have been started for over a month. Some of you homeschool, so you're on your own schedule. Woohoo! And then we have those that what? You're waiting until after Labor Day. This is the big weekend coming up. We also have the wonderful approaching soon-to-be New Year's. Can you believe it? Christmas is around the corner. And yes, it's a celebration, but it's a reminder that, you know what? We're going to want to start switching things up. We want to make some goal changes. We want to make and change some habits in our life. We want to do things differently, but sometimes we put off what needs to be done now for fear of failure and success. So how do you succeed when you fail? How do you go about it? Because you know it's going to happen. It's going to, girlfriend. We've got this, right? We know this. We've tried so many times, whether it's trying to do and accomplish something in high school or whether it's accomplishing something now as a wife and as a mom. We know failure comes with the territory. It's then a ripple effect. It comes on and on and on. And then you have this huge snowball and soon to be an avalanche. You feel like you're swimming upstream going nowhere. And you're just kind of like, you know, you quiver in your own shoes. You don't want to go down that alley. So sometimes it's easier not to go there at all. It's better to hide out. But really, is that what you really want to do? How to succeed when you fail? Chatting about this today begins to open up the dialogue and allows us to prepare for those setbacks. It's like you're scripting the setbacks because you know failure is going to happen. You're going to fail. You're not going to do exactly what you wanted to do. Maybe perfectionism is going to set in and you're just not going to be happy with one thing or another. But it allows us to have this conversation. It allows us to understand where we're coming from the inside out. Wouldn't it be awesome to just to kind of take your brain out? Okay, get a little freaky with me here. Take your brain out and set it on the counter. Wouldn't it be neat to look and say, oh my gosh, okay, I don't like this habit. So if I just move this here, it's kind of like that garage door opener. You can change the frequency. Have you ever looked at one of those before? You open up the back of it and you have all these little switches inside there and you can change them. Did you know that? If you didn't know that, well, you learned something bonus today. So wouldn't it be nicer to be able to do that with our brain and say, oh, I don't like this habit. So I'm just going to change this frequency. I'm going to mess with this frequency too. I'm going to change it. And then you would come and you could put your brain back in and everything would be done. There, you wouldn't have to worry about success or failure because you programmed yourself for exactly how you wanted. But life isn't that easy. Life can be simple, but it doesn't mean it's easy. It takes work. What God wants for us requires us to put forth effort, to put in energy. We have to work for what he is giving and blessing us with, the gift. So how do you go about succeeding when you fail? One thing we have to understand is we have to be realistic. We can be idealistic. And there are things, oh my gosh, big, you know, put these big dreams up there out in the world. Throw them out to the stars and see what hits. But we have to be realistic. It's vital that we understand that failure is going to happen. And I think if we stop for a few minutes, we understand that. So how do you know if you have succeeded? That's important, because if you don't know you've succeeded, then you obviously can't recognize that you have failed because you haven't succeeded. Are you with me there? All right, keep on it. So for example, okay, we're talking nutrition and fitness. So let's say you want to lose 30 pounds in 30 days. You're like, oh, I'd take that. Of course, anybody would take that. Is it possible? Okay, it is possible, but I got to tell you, it's not healthy. So we're going to use this as an example. 30 pounds in 30 days. Let's say you lose 10 pounds in 30 days and you look at yourself and you say, huh, I have not succeeded. I am such a failure. But your girlfriend wanted to lose 30 pounds in 30 days and she lost 0 pounds in 30 days. She looks to you and says, oh my goodness, you lost 10 pounds in 30 days. That's success. You rock. You're awesome. And you're like, well, no, it's not, because I didn't reach my goal. Your definition of success, your definition of failure is self-prescribed. You determine the parameters of how you see, how you define, and how you view success and failure. Think about it. Really take time to digest that. Your definition of success and your definition of failure is self-prescribed. And that means what? It's your perspective. It's based on your experience. So that 10 pounds to you is being a failure. To someone else, that 10 pounds is success. So how to succeed when you fail? You have to know where you're reading success and failure. You got to be able to recognize that. And understand that just opening up Webster's Dictionary or just Googling it isn't going to give you the answer. So it's important when you're setting goals that you understand how you are defining success. How are you defining your setbacks, your failures? That's sometimes going to help whether or not you're going to sit there and throw your hands up and walk away, or whether you give yourself another chance. How to succeed when you fail. Here is your kiss. Fail forward and start fresh. How to succeed when you fail? You have to fail forward and start fresh. First off, we understand that when we fail, we can either fall backwards or forward. If you choose to go backwards, because see, you're not static. If you're static, you're no longer breathing. Understand that. We're either moving forward or we're moving backwards. So you always want to be moving forward. So you want to fail forward. So fall forward. Then you need to start fresh. And this is how it's broken down. F for fresh, forgive the failures. Whatever you have failed at, you need to forgive yourself. Forgive them. You can't sit here and go backwards in time and redo that. Those 30 pounds in 30 days, you can't go back and say, oh gosh, I shouldn't have eaten that extra Snickers bar. I shouldn't have had those potato chips, you know, 3 weeks ago. And man, those last 2 days, I shouldn't have had that extra fruit either. You can't go back and redo it. We're not time travelers. So you have to forgive your failures. Let it go. Fail forward. It's time to move on. And again, these failures are how you define it. It's the self-prescription of how you define failure. That's very important. Because if you're allowing the opinions of others around you to say whether or not you're a failure or a success, that's definitely for another episode. Because there's so many things way deeper that we need to go into. So understand that in order to do this, fail forward and start fresh, you have to forgive the failures by your definition, by your self-prescription. R, reset your goals, your tasks, whatever you're trying to accomplish, reset it. So you wanted to lose 30 pounds in 30 days. Now maybe your goal is, I want to lose 10 pounds in 30 days. Why? Because you're going to make yourself a success. You already lost 10 pounds in 30 days. So why would you try to set yourself up for failure and do 30 pounds for 30 days again when you already know you can accomplish 10 pounds in 30 days? So reset your goals. E, embrace the change. Change is going to happen with failure. Good, bad, the ugly, whatever it is, you got to embrace it. How are you going to respond to it? That's what I mean by embracing it. If you get all, you know, crazy and whacked out and you're just like flustered and frustrated, you throw your hands in the air and you're like, I'm done. I'm finished. I can't do this. There's no way I'm going to lose this weight. There's no way I can eat this right. This is crazy. This is not my lifestyle. I'm done. Well, then I guess you're done because you're not going to fall forward. You're failing backwards. So you have to embrace the change. S, simplify the plan. It goes so well with the kiss, doesn't it? The keep it simple strategy. You have to simplify the plan. You have to understand that you can't do everything. You want to live healthy. Okay, so let's talk about that. You're 30 pounds overweight. You don't exercise. You don't have any form. Not only do you not exercise, but you just sit all day. Not because you're lazy, but because of your job. And then you become a taxi cab at night. And so really, there's no intentional movement. There's no exercise. You're not eating right. In fact, you eat 4 or 5 dinners out per week. There's only 7 days in a week. So you're eating out majority of the time. You can't sit here and say, oh my gosh, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to work out for an hour. And when I do that, I'm going to do cardio on one day. And then I'm going to do strength training on the next day. Then I'm going to get ready. So maybe by about 5:30 or so, I'll do my meditation and prayer. I'll get into the shower at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'll get ready. Then I'll get the kids up at 6:30. Yes, I can do all of that between 4 and 6:30. Got it. Next, I've got the kids up. I'm getting breakfast ready, feeding the husband, getting him out the door. Now I'm out the door with the children. I get them off to school. Next is my time to work. Whatever your work entails, whether it's at home, whether it's building your business, whether it's going out in the corporate world, wherever your work is, that's your work. It may be staying at home and doing the laundry. That's still work. You're the CEO of your life. Now you got to get all that done. And then guess what? Your day flies by. Oh my gosh, you forgot to eat lunch. And then wait, you had to run errands too. So now you go grocery shopping. Oh, but you're so hungry. So you grab 3 snacks on the way, but they're better snacks because they're fruit. So you enjoy that. And then on top of that, you're like, okay, I've got this down. I'm going to go pick up the kids. I'm going to have dinner already prepared. Dinner's ready in the crock pot. Now I can go and exercise again. I'm going to go for an evening walk after dinner. Then I'm going to sit down and we're going to have prayer time, bath time, and story time for the children. Then I'm finally going to climb into bed and it's 11:30 at night and I'm going to start my day all over at 4 o'clock. Are you exhausted? I'm exhausted listening to it. But you see, we come in with this all-in mentality. Simplify the plan. Simplify it. Slow down, as Dory would say in whale talk. Slow down so we can understand where we're going today. Right? But we're all hurried, scurried. We're busy. Stop long enough and simplify the plan. And finally, start fresh. H, harvest the best. Harvest the best. Do you know that sometimes what you do when you fail is better than what you will have done when you succeeded? It's so true. We learn from our scars. We learn from the wounds. We learn from our mistakes more than we ever could learn from our successes. Harvest the best. Even if you fail, you can still learn something from that. When you succeed, you still will learn something from that. Harvest the best from your success, from your failures. As a woman of impact, you are out there creating transformation in your life. And others see that. They look up to you. How to succeed when you fail. You do it by fail forward and start fresh. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You were created for greatness. Go out and make it an incredible day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.